Okay, so how much of our work life is basically just project updates? We live and breathe them, right? But
Right.
like, have you ever stopped to think how effective they actually are? Especially those email chains that never seem to end, they just bury us alive.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. It's
Right.
information overload,
Totally.
and it's not always the most fun way to stay updated.
Exactly. So today's deep dive is all about shaking things up a bit.
Okay.
We're going to be diving into the world of voice notes for project updates.
Interesting.
Yeah, you heard that right. We're going to explore if this is just some passing pren or a total game changer for how teams communicate.
And to help us with this deep dive, we're going to be looking at SoundBranch.
Okay.
It's a company that's really putting their money where their mouth is when it comes to the power of voice. And their big claim is that voice notes aren't just the future, it's already happening now.
Yeah, they're not subtle, are they?
Oh.
So we're going to unpack their whole argument. We'll break it down, look at the interesting parts, and see if it all makes sense in the end.
Sound good?
So imagine a world where we can replace those dreadful email chains with something a little more human. Ready to see if voice notes are actually as amazing as they sound?
Let's do it.
All right. So SoundBranch starts off by pointing out a problem I think we all know pretty well. Traditional project updates can just be a huge mess of information. Too much noise, not enough clarity.
Yeah, and to use their words, when important information gets lost in all of that, it's not just about missing deadlines.
Yeah.
It's about a breakdown of just clarity and shared understanding in general.
Totally. And what about the things you just can't get across in writing, like tone urgency,
Well,
the feeling of, hey, we're all human here, just working together?
yeah, and that's where SoundBranch's argument, I think, really kind of clicks.
Yeah.
They say that when we only use text, it strips away all the nuance,
Yeah.
the emotion, the human element that's so important for good communication.
It becomes this flat, almost robotic way of just exchanging information.
Exactly.
It's like reading a transcript of a stand-up comedy show. You might get the jokes, but you're missing the timing, the delivery, the audience's reaction, basically all the things that make it funny to begin with.
Right.
And when it comes to projects, those missing pieces can lead to people misinterpreting things, misunderstandings, and a whole lot of stress we just don't need. Like, how many times have you sent an email that you thought was perfectly clear and it just got completely
Though
misinterpreted?
all the time. It happens way more than I'd like to admit.
Right.
And then what happens? It usually ends with a panicked phone call or a bunch of emails trying to clear things up, which defeats the purpose of trying to be efficient in the first place.
Ugh, I know. It's funny how like trying to avoid a phone call turns into more phone calls, right?
Right.
So how does SoundBranch actually plan to fix this with voice notes? What's their big idea?
Well, they break it down into a few main benefits.
Okay.
So the first one is efficiency.
Okay.
Just think about how much faster it is to just say what's on your mind instead of typing it all out.
Right.
So imagine using that speed for your project updates.
Yeah, that makes sense. We all know typing can be a pain, especially when you're trying to do a million things at once.
Yeah.
Like, I know personally, I talk a lot faster than I type.
Exactly. And actually, there's a ton of research showing that multitasking, especially with writing, can really kill your productivity. Voice notes, on the other hand, let you actually focus on one thing at a time.
Right.
You could be walking, commuting, even like folding laundry, and still put together a perfect project update.
So it's not just about going faster, it's about working smarter too.
Exactly.
I like that. But what about the person on the other end of these voice notes?
Right.
What's it like for them listening to all these updates?
Well, SoundBranch says it's a win-win.
Okay.
So just like sending a voice note can be more efficient, listening to one can be a more flexible and interesting way to take in information.
Okay.
You're not stuck at your desk staring at a screen.
Right.
You can listen on your own time at your own pace.
That's a good point. But what about keeping everyone on the same page? Like, efficiency is great, but when it comes to projects, you really need people to be accountable.
Right.
So how does SoundBranch handle that?
So this is where they tap into the power of the human voice.
Okay.
Hearing a teammate's voice instead of just reading their words creates a totally different connection.
Right.
It's more direct, it's more personal, and yeah, you're right, it does create more accountability.
It's like the difference between getting a text from a friend and actually hearing their voice.
Exactly.
You're going to pay more attention, you're going to really listen to what they're saying, and you're more likely to respond quickly when you hear that voice.
Exactly. And that actually leads us to another big benefit, transparency.
Okay.
SoundBranch says that by making communication more natural and less formal voice notes can create a more open and transparent work environment.
You know how annoying it is to feel out of the loop with what other teams are doing?
Yeah.
SoundBranch says voice notes can bridge that gap.
Interesting.
So cross-team updates don't feel like just another thing on your to-do list.
Mm.
They feel more like a conversation.
And that connects with something else they highlight, the ability of voice to build trust.
Okay.
They argue that the realness and the emotion that you can hear in a voice note strengthens relationships in a way that just typing can't do.
Yeah, it's like we're hardwired to connect with voices, right? I mean, we've been responding to them since we were babies.
Okay.
So it makes sense that using them at work could be really good for teamwork and communication in general.
Right. But it's not all perfect.
All right.
Right?
Right.
Like with any new tool, we got to look at the downsides too. And SoundBranch, well, they don't spend a lot of time on that.
Okay, so let's put on our thinking caps here. What are some things SoundBranch might not be considering?
Yeah.
What are the potential problems? Well, one thing that comes to mind is accessibility.
Right.
Like, voice notes might be great for some people, but we got to think about folks who learn or process info differently.
Yeah.
Not everyone's going to be comfortable with audio being the main way to communicate.
Absolutely. Some people might find it way easier to understand stuff when they can read it.
Right.
You know, when they can highlight, reread, or just have it in front of them.
Yeah, totally.
And we can't forget about people with hearing impairments.
Yeah. That's so important. We got to make sure everyone's included right from the start.
For sure.
Plus, even with like super clear audio tone can be hard to figure out sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like without actually seeing someone's face, it's easy to misinterpret what they're saying. Have you ever tardily misread a voice note, even from like a close friend?
Oh, yeah. More times than I'd like to admit.
Right.
It happens.
It's so easy to do.
It really is.
And speaking of being clear, we can't forget about the technical stuff either.
Yeah, true.
SoundBranch makes a big deal about efficiency. But what about audio quality?
Right.
Can you imagine trying to understand a super important project update with a bunch of background noise?
Yeah.
Or a bad internet connection?
No, that's the worst.
The worst.
Like trying to have a meeting when someone sounds like they're in a wind tunnel.
Oh my gosh, yes. Not exactly the best way to get work done.
Not at all.
To be fair, though, SoundBranch does say on their website that they're working on features like noise cancellation and better audio quality.
Okay, good.
So they're at least thinking about those issues.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how well those features actually work in the real world.
Right.
But even if they figure out all the technical stuff, gotta remember, voice notes aren't some magic solution.
Yeah.
There will always be times when it's better to just write things down.
Totally. Like, you're not going to replace a super detailed project plan or a legal contract with a voice note, are you?
Definitely not. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just want to have proof of what was said.
Yes.
It's all about picking the right tool for the job. And sometimes that's still going to be good old-fashioned typing.
So it sounds like voice notes can be really useful, but it's not about using them for absolutely everything.
Right.
It's about finding that balance.
Yeah.
You know, using voice when it makes sense and being aware of the downsides.
Couldn't have said it better myself. But I do think SoundBranch brings up a really interesting question, one that goes beyond just project updates.
Mm.
If voice can be this powerful in one part of work, what other areas could it change for the better?
Ooh, now you've got me thinking.
Right.
Imagine getting a voice note update straight from the CEO.
Yeah.
That would feel so much more personal. Or how about using voice notes for brainstorming? To make it faster and more casual.
Right. Or even just swapping out those impersonal email chains for a quick voice message.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's about putting more of ourselves into our work,
right.
You know, more of that human touch.
Yeah.
So are voice notes just a fad or are they the future of work? I don't think we have a clear answer. What do you think?
Yeah. What do you think?
Have you tried using voice notes at work?
Yeah. Let us know.
What worked? What didn't? We'd love to hear your thoughts, because at the end of the day, this isn't just about SoundBranch.
Okay.
It's about figuring out what works best for you and the people you work with. Until next time, happy communicating.